It's now or never for Cyprus.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day, and we will start with the numbers. Stocks are lower at the open this morning. The Dow down 25 points or 0.25% at 14,514. The NASDAQ down 0.3% and the S&P 500 down 0.2%. European markets are also lower on the news that Cyprus has until Monday to come up with a new bailout package. That's the word from the European Central Bank, which says it will cut off emergency lending to the small island nation's banks if there is no deal by Monday. For more, we're joined from Chicago by Diane Swonk, chief economist with Mesirow Financial. Good morning.
Good morning.
Do you see any scenario where come Monday there's no bailout deal, Cyprus leaves the Eurozone, and the ripples are felt even over in the United States?
Certainly that would be a worst-case scenario. I don't think that can happen. I think Cyprus is going to have to bow to the EU demands. And if they don't, it will be quite disastrous for Cyprus. But I think the EU, it's a small country, $24 billion, it will probably survive this just fine, although it really is something that has shaken world markets of late. But I think the stabilization we've seen is not only because of the Federal Reserve, but also a realization that Cyprus is in the wrong here. And in the past, it's been difficult for the EU to separate out a country as unique. One that's $24 billion in size, it's easier in a $13 trillion economy to say, this one really did something bad.
So you think if this were Greece or if this were Italy, that we would not be, this is not the way that they would be acting. They wouldn't be as holding as tough of a line.
Absolutely not. And in fact, Italy is too big to fail. And frankly, for all of Italy's violations, they weren't as bad as those of Cyprus and Greece. I think it's been very difficult for the EU because what we've seen is the bailout packages, you have to be more consistent even across countries that have really broken the rules because it spills over to the rest of the European Union and the Eurozone in particular. In this case, they did have a failure, a misstep first off, but in some extent, the failure of Cyprus to figure out an alternative plan gives them no choice but to accept it. And I think that's, at the end of the day, what we will see in Cyprus.
Diane Swonk, chief economist with Mesirow Financial. Thanks, as always.
Thank you.